The convivial society of these free-thinking, collaborative think tanks that imagined and designed these machines of war rested atop an otherwise highly regimented bureaucracy of diligent mid-level managers, technicians, and military staff. Reflecting the bureaucracy, Americans moved in locked conformity like bees in a hive. A monotonous drumbeat of Cold War propaganda instilled paranoia and suspicion, while the new technology of television stimulated mindless consumerism. A nervous people were becalmed by the immediate gratification of things. The Beats were the first to articulate a countercultural alternative. Allen Ginsberg became the poet laureate of the Beatniks. He held the established culture responsible for the robotization of mentality. A full-blown counterculture grew up in the footsteps of Ginsberg, Kerouac, William Burroughs, and company. It came of age in 1962 when the Port Huron Statement announced the arrival of the New Left. In 1964, students at the University of California at Berkeley demonstrated in demand for free speech. By 1967, the hippies, the music, LSD, and the transcendental call of Zen Buddhism culminated in a back-to-the-land explosion of communes far removed from the white-bread preoccupations of mainstream America.